It's hard for what you have. Your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
On his radio show Wednesday night, Nebraska Athletic Director Trev Alberts said that the vaccination rate for the Husker football program has reached 90%. Alberts claims the team's vaccination rate has improved since his hiring in mid-July. Alberts adds that the Huskers do not have a vaccination mandate for student-athletes at Nebraska. An intra-city matchup on the high school football field at Seacrest tonight in the season opener between Pius X and East. It's part of our coverage on KFOR, courtesy of the Sportscasters Club this evening, starting with pregame at 6:55. One of the teams to keep an eye on all season in Class B football is Waverly. The Vikings are coming off another playoff appearance from a year ago. The head coach, Reed Manstez, says top-to-bottom Class be a stacked with great teams.
I think it was last year too. I mean, there was a lot of really good teams in Class B last year, and I think you can say the same this year.
Waverly opens up the season tomorrow night at Elkhorn Mount Michael. The Hastings Little League baseball team representing Nebraska saw their run at the Little League World Series come to an end on Wednesday afternoon. They fell to Texas 10-0 in an elimination game. Former Husker and Houston Astros center fielder Jake Myers got a walk-off RBI ground out in the 10th inning. That gave Houston a 6-5 victory over the Kansas City Royals on Wednesday.
And the 2-1. And a swing and a grounder off the pitcher. And the pitcher will throw to first, but the run's going to score from third. Bregman scores, and that's your ball game.
Steve Stewart on the Royals Radio Network, heard here on KFOR. There's more Royals baseball tonight here on KFOR. Kansas City travels out to Seattle. Game time is set for 9:10. We'll join up with coverage in progress after the Pius X East football game. And up at KFORnow.com, the results of yesterday's split doubleheader between the Lincoln Salt Dogs and Chicago Dogs. I'm Jeff Moats, KFOR Sports.